WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into a brand new year and maybe the end of a football season here. Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global. He's been giving us end of the year tips. We're now into the new year here. The hardest part of all of this is that when the Ravens season's over, it's like really over. I see you're wearing your Ohio State, you know, shirt there and whatever, you know, their basketball year doesn't matter. Man, when we can't win football around here, it really sort of slows things down to think we're going to have a long 8 or 9 months here until the Ravens play the 2022 season again.
It's sad. It's very sad. It's going to be a bad, bad, cold winter. It got cold, started snowing. And now there's going to be no football. There is no way in the world. Let's not kid ourselves. I guess it could happen. The Jags could beat the Colts, but come on, really?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the 2% and the 3.5% and all that. Those are not odds a guy like you wants to take, right?
No, I don't want that. I don't want that. Let's just be done. You know, it's a horrible thing. Let's get healthy. Let's regroup. Let's get ready for next year. And hey, you know, I think. Will we be third in the division if we lose, or second, either way?
Well, I mean, losing would put us to third. I think the Browns, I think, have solidified last place. But,
right. You
know, that's all about scheduling.
Did you look at next year's schedule?
Go ahead.
The home and away next year. I saw that came out this week. I don't think we go west of New Orleans.
Yeah.
There's no travel. No West travel next year.
I'm having a hard time with the travel this year. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm saying they're not going anywhere. They're not going anywhere next year. Their farthest west, I think, was New Orleans.
I think, like, if we were playing in Buffalo next weekend, would I have a bus trip? Given COVID and where we are and where people
–
we would not. Yeah, you know, like, yeah. And, like, I'm supposed to go to the Super Bowl in 4 weeks. And –
Have you been there to that stadium?
No, but
amazing.
I got you. But I would be going out to promote Raskin Global, to wear this shirt, to have my lottery stuff, to be sitting on Radio Row, which I've done 27 times in my life. I don't know where the guests are coming. You know, like I'm going to be wearing a mask all day and I have to stay 6 feet away from everybody. And I just don't think that's going to be realistic. So
feeling of a trip.
Yeah, if there's a reason to, like, if the Ravens didn't go to the Super Bowl and can't be in playoff games this year, there's even a point of me where, like, how much fun was it going to be anyway? And if especially we were going to lose to begin with. So limping in as the seventh seed to go to Buffalo and lose again, I don't know. I mean, the biggest issue for me with the football team is, and this is the hardest thing, at 8-3, I don't know that I believe they were championship material then, but just how the season never fully was realized because of the injuries in the beginning. It never felt like we got our traction, even when we were the overall number one seed. I don't think any of us really believed it.
Look, people are talking about John Harbaugh as coach of the year. You got to say, I don't know if he's coach of the year, but you got to give the front office credit for fielding a team. I mean, some of these guys, where the heck did they pluck them from? And yet they were competitive. What'd they lose? We've lost 5 games by what? 5 points? 6 points?
Well, other than the Cincinnati games, yeah. Everything's been, you know, it's been a 1-point game or a 2-point game.
1-point game.
I remember all the way 2 weeks ago, we were crucifying the coach for going for 2 points, trying to win a game, right? When he didn't have anybody to play defense.
I still would have kicked the extra points. Because I'm betting on the coin toss, baby. I'm saying we win the coin toss, the offense. Although, last week, let's face it, 4 red zone trips, no touchdowns. It looked like the Tampa Super Bowl winning team, 5 games, no touchdowns.
I remember some guys I know that were talking about giving all the money to Snoop Huntley instead of Lamar. And, I mean, that really is the question of the offseason is for the Ravens with Lamar. Are they going to make that move? Is he going to want to make that move? And is he going to get back out on the field this weekend? I don't know that it matters to me, but I think there's something about watching Roethlisberger against the Browns the other night. This is the last game. There'll be a lot of Steeler fans here. Steelers are going to be very motivated to win this football game.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I told you Suggs is going to come back for the game. I told you that, right?
Well, he is back.
I said Sizzle's going to come back and pounce Ben. And sure enough, he's the player of the, what do they call it?
The legend of the game.
Legend of the game. Terrell Suggs. I'll be shocked if Ray's not there this weekend, too.
Well, you know, Woodson's my favorite all-time guy,
Ben's
right?
Like, been around. I mean, Ben's what, 14, 15 years, 17 years? How long has it been?
18, but who's
18
counting?
Years. Yeah. So I'm just thinking, you know, Ray and Sizzle, they got to come back for this last game of his. They got to be there. I can imagine the stadium's going to rock for that.
Well, I saw Woodson running around with his shield down there. I took a picture for him, and I texted to him, and I'm like, but can you play? I mean, do you have 15 snaps in you?
Can you suit it up? Right. Can you suit it up? And I was listening to was it the Manning brothers? I think it was.
Manning cast, right? Sure.
Yeah, they were talking about Ed Reed and Polamalu, right? Peyton said Ed Reed's best safety he's ever played against. So you bring the whole gang back, and I'll take them at 70% against the Steelers. I'll take them at old and 50% against the Steelers this weekend.
Old timers football. There you go. Raskin Global would sponsor that. Leonard Raskin is here.
Oh, he's got the goodies.
Yeah, you know, my wife and I were out on the veranda trying to avoid people the other day. We're at the game on the right where you see the stadium over here, right on the backside.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when we were standing out along the ledge just at halftime, I looked up and I took a picture of it. The only thing I could see was the Super Bowl 35 flag blowing, you know, above. And I looked above, and all I saw was that orange XXXV. And I know you love telling that story about Jane Miller and up all night down in Tampa and all that. Absolutely. But I'm thinking, man, this is what you have in a year when we lose. We have, well, at least we had a parade once, or at least we had a parade twice. And I watched Cincinnati. Uh-huh. Like, Joe Burrow doesn't know how much losing Cincinnati's been to even be despondent about it. He's smoking his cigar and doing his dance and all that. And I'm thinking, who am I going to root for once the Ravens lose this week? Like,
not the Bengals.
No? Who are you going to root for?
No, I'm not a Bengal guy. I'm rooting for anybody but Brady.
Okay.
I'm all in on the Packers. I'm all in on Green Bay. I think Aaron Rodgers is hysterical. You know, I think he's a personality that the game needs. He's ruckus against the commissioner. He doesn't care what he says. You can't cancel him. See the big thing this week? He was on the Manning cast. He talked about over his shoulder on his bookshelf. He's got Atlas Shrugged, Ann Ryan, and the world is blowing up that he's a conservative, that he might be a conservative because he's reading Atlas, or he's read Atlas
Shrugged. I think he's well on the way to being a conservative long before he came on tonight.
No, but I'm just saying that people are crazy. They're like going crazy. Oh my God, Aaron Rodgers is a conservative. It's hysterical, but with his toe and his attitude and his vax not vaxxed and his I don't want to play, I'm here to play. And I love after the first week, right? The first week they sucked and he just said, calm down. It's one game. And now they're the lead in the NFC. I don't think the Rams are worth all that. I was shocked that they beat us. If we could have scored one touchdown, we'd have beat them. I mean, I don't like Matthew Stafford. I don't think he's that good. I don't think he was that good in Detroit. Although I will say, when you put a couple good receivers out there and give them a line, I mean, the dude threw for boatloads of yards to Cooper Kupp and boatloads of yards to Megatron back in the day. So he's doing something, but I just don't think he's a winner. I don't get him as a winner.
I saw that stat that he had 41 fourth quarter comebacks, and I'm like, I didn't know he won 41 games in Detroit. You know, like literally, I mean, Schwartz coached him. Schwartz is the one that drafted him. And they won games back in the early part of his career. Yeah. They haven't won since Schwartz left. So I mean, shout out to Lansdowne and Arbutus over there and
that's
all that.
Right.
Leonard Raskin
right.
is here. He is Raskin Global, RaskinGlobal.com, making dreams come true, even when the Ravens' dreams are about to burst and the season's here. The Big Ben thing, though, from a sports fan perspective, I had Ed Bouchette on. You know, Ed's covered the Steelers since 1974 in Pittsburgh, right? He's at the Athletic now. And he said he's never seen anything like the other night. And I thought about this. A lot of the Steelers legends, I mean, Franco Harris played for the Seahawks at the end of his career, right?
Yeah.
Like Clemente died, right? Like there were all of these star players. I mean, Bettis had his day right out in, but Bettis played for the Rams. He played for another team. Ben is in, out, never anybody else, won a couple of Super Bowls, going to the Hall of Fame, all of that.
Yep.
But kind of got to go out against the Browns on Monday night, home, and I think they're going to flood the stadium this week. I don't think they doubt about that.
I'm trying to sell my tickets for the highest price possible.
Imagine if Ray Lewis played his last game in Pittsburgh in a meaningless situation where you could go and get a ticket. We'd have been there. If Ray Lewis would have ended his career in Pittsburgh, we'd have been there.
when Ray was done, it ended that year, you know, I mean, it was a crazy run. And I said to my wife and son, I said, we're going to see Ray Lewis's last game. And they're like, well, we just saw his last game. I said, no, they're in the playoffs. So we did the whole trip that year. You know, we did Denver, we did New England, and we did New Orleans, and we saw Ray Lewis's last game. And it was amazing. You know, it was really cool to see.
Do you remember the Denver game? They showed this early in the game. It was so cold at the Denver game. I don't need to tell you. It was just an unbelievable to experience, to be there for that. The Jacoby Jones. I would still say that's the greatest game in Raven history for me of all the moments in Super Bowls and winning and all that. Even Oakland was amazing in 01. But the Denver game, I remember seeing the signs, welcome to Ray Lewis's retirement party. Yep. And the Broncos fans brought those signs. And I thought, you know, I can still talk about it. It's almost been 10 years. Don't tell anybody, Leonard, but we're getting up. You know, we're getting up on the 10 years since the parade down in New Orleans and all that. But this Roethlisberger thing, for it to be here, for him to – I had Marvin on a couple hours ago. Anybody wants to go out to Baltimore Positive? And I was asking Marvin, and Marvin's like, he's the reason I'm sitting in Arizona right now.
Hey, look, better to be in Arizona. What's he, the D coordinator for the Sun Devils, right?
He is.
Better to be the D coordinator for the Sun Devils than lose in the Bengals to Baltimore and Pittsburgh on a year after year after year basis.
I'm going to root for the Bengals, I think. I'm going to adopt them for the playoffs. And when Marvin mailed me, I don't have it here enough because I have it out at the radio station because it's a little colder out there. But I have a turtleneck. And Jen was just staying alive, literally, the second time when she was sick. And it was the year Flacco was hurt. We weren't any good. And it was the year they were better than everybody, the year they were going to beat Pittsburgh. They had Pittsburgh dead to rights, had him beaten. It was that Vontaze Burfict game. Remember that one? I was wearing a turtleneck that Marvin shipped me because we weren't in the playoffs, and I said, Marv, send me something Bengals, I'll support you, you know. So he said, it's like $125. It's the thickest piece of clothing. It's like a ski piece, an NFL front. It's the thing they gave the players on the sideline that night when it was 20 degrees. I have one. I still have it. And I said to Marvin, I said, you know what, man? I'm probably just going to support the Bengals because it ain't Patriots for me. It ain't going to be the Chiefs, you know.
I don't mind the Bills Mafia. I'll tell you what, I had, other than some idiots in the crowd when we went up there to watch the Ravens play the Bills, I have friends up there. The tailgate was a blast. The people were mostly awesome. There was an idiot, I don't know, 10 rows behind us that was screaming at us almost the whole game. I think right before the half, I think he still wasn't drunk enough to fight. I turned around and my friend turned around that's from Buffalo that brought us up for the game. And I said, you know, You're missing a really good football game because you're paying attention to me the whole game. I haven't turned around to talk to you once, and you haven't stopped griping the entire half. Like, why don't you just enjoy the game, dude?
There's a lot less of that, Leonard.
I'll tell you, he looked at me and he goes, you can go home. The beautiful woman next to you can stay. I said, well, dude, you just need to like calm down, okay? You're ruining the game for everybody around you.
I was sitting at the game the other night, and you know, my wife and I are famously giving up our tickets at the end of this year. We're moving to the burbs and like the whole deal, right? And I have my own issues that I will opine about regarding Chad Steele and how, as a media member, I'm treated and 27 years of season tickets and all that. But I sat in the stands, and I was with Don Moeller and Jeff, who just sold my condo. Thank you, Jeff Moeller, Moeller and Gary. And they now have a video. That's a funny little meme computer video about being a good fan. And they got a guy in a Steeler helmet, a little cartoon, being a jerk. And then they have, don't be a jerk, right? Well, that was David Modell's, that was his line. Now, that's his gift to all of this. And I watched a little cartoon and I looked up and I said to my wife, I said, you know what? David would love that little cartoon. You know what I mean? Because it sort of said all, it had a cigarette, you know, somebody's blowing smoke, if somebody's cursing or, you know, whatever. They've gone a long way from that. And I remember having conversations with coaches, with Mike Tomlin one time, 15 years ago. And I said, you know, soccer is having end racism and stop violence. International soccer 15 years ago was putting that on the pitch and all that. Now the football players have it on the back of their helmets in the league and whatever. whatever. But I always thought somebody was going to get killed in the upper deck. I mean, I've sat in the upper deck for 20 years. I always thought some guy is going to say the wrong thing about your wife to you in Buffalo. And bloodshed's one thing, but I thought, like, that's probably the dirty little secret of the league, is it was so tribal in that way at a Ravens-Steelers game that this kind of a game this week would be a real security problem with beer served and like all of that and Big Ben and all the bad. I tell you what, if COVID's done one thing, maybe the knee, Trumpism, COVID, I've got a red team and a blue team. I play fantasy football. I'm just there to drink. I don't care who wins. It has toned down. The Baltimore-Pittsburgh thing where there will be arrests at games and all that, that has toned down a lot over the last decade. I will say that. I don't know why, but it has.
Yeah, I almost took out a guy in New England a couple years ago. We were there for the playoffs, and this guy was just the whole game, just getting drunker and drunker and being stupider and stupider. And I'm there with my wife and son, and you know, it's just ridiculous. And there were three guys next to us from New England. And they just said, just let us know if you need us. We'll take care of that asshole.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, yeah. But I mean, listen, I wore Oilers gear in the 80s. I wore Oilers gear in the 80s. And you mentioned the schedule, the Ravens schedule next year. And look, Wembley wasn't my first time at the rodeo on a road game or the first trip we had to San Diego in 90. I was traveling with the Oilers back when I worked at the paper in the 80s, right? And when the Oilers were good, those Warren Moon years, there were a couple of those years where they played in Pittsburgh every year and Cleveland every year. So I went. But there were years where they would play the Jets and the Patriots and I would go to both of them. Or they would play the Eagles and the Redskins and I would go to both of them, right? So I would always travel. I wore a powder blue Alvin Bethea jersey that I had has my name on it for years. And I remember how awfully I was treated by Jets fans in 1989. I mean, I'm talking 30 years ago. I was a season ticket holder for the Eagles in 86, 87, 88, 89, the Buddy Ryan years. Me and Russ Letcher, when we lost the Colts, we would drive up there. I mean, I'm true blue NFL fan. I mean, I've loved football all my life. So going to games and wearing an opposing jersey, I have that picture I show of me wearing all purple, walking through the stands at Heinz Field 20 years ago. And it really was it was rough. I mean, being in Philadelphia at that Terrell Owens game, oh my God. I saw Ravens fans and their wives and just that's tamped down, and I think that's a good thing. It really is a good thing.
No, I agree. I've been in Pittsburgh where walking into the stadium, I had a full beer thrown at me. I didn't realize it was full till I knocked it out with my arm, the Wonder Woman style, you know, and knocked it down. And I was
you
like,
pick it up and drink the IC light when they throw it at you.
Damn, that hurt. I turned around like, dude, you wasted a full beer. Come on, like throw it empty. Come on. What are you doing? Throwing a full beer. And I've got pictures from, I got a picture from the Ravens Steelers. Mike Tomczak was the quarterback for Pittsburgh the playoff year.
Okay.
I sat in the club level next to his wife, and I've got a picture from the post game in a Steelers bar with the guy that does the Steelers radio up there, the voice of the Steelers. I've got a picture from the game, from the bar with him. And it just, I was looking at it the other day, just thinking, oh my God, that was so long ago. It seems.
I have like pictures with my son at Three Rivers Stadium. You know what I mean? Back in 96 and 97, we ran the buses up there before they got rid of the stadium. So Leonard Raskin is here. We're geezing because, like, football's going to end soon and all that. Hey, I ask you about year-end stuff financially before. And, look, everybody's losing weight. They're stopping doing this. They're starting to do that. They're taking on a new this. And obviously with COVID the next couple of weeks, I mean, I got the Crab Cake Tour that's a little bit on hiatus now with COVID. I mean, two of my closer associates have gotten COVID in the last week and a half. So so things are calming down a little bit. But for you, with beginning a year financially, putting your head into the right space, where are you?
So just to give you a quick, though, I did make a New Year's resolution that I don't know what day are we today, whatever the date is.
That Jim Harbaugh will go to the NFL?
No. Well, there you go. No, my resolution was I would not join a gym. So I'm working. It's working out just
well. Great. My friends at Planet Fitness are disappointed, but if you need a gym, I know where you can get one right around the corner. If you're up Cockeysville,
I'm not going to join a gym, and I'm keeping that. I imagine that one will carry all the way through December 30th.
Are you going to eat vegetables this year or anything?
No,
or
no. I like food with parents. No vegetables. No reason for that.
You and Rex Ryan would get along so well.
Right, Betty White, didn't she say hot dogs and vodka? Come on, she made it to 99. She said stay away from the green stuff.
Artie Donovan, Spam and Schlitz, right?
There you go, baby. The only thing I like green is M&Ms. That's it. Forget the rest.
I like green M&Ms, but you know, I'm a broccoli spinach guy. So, I mean, I've had to give me some advice to start a year here.
So the advice to start the year is just the opposite of what I said. Don't make resolutions because they don't work. What you need to do is take it day by day. You need to go slow. You need to say, okay, let me get where I am right now. The most important thing on a map, people say, well, I'm going on a trip. And in the old days, you'd pull out the map and you'd kind of map out your route. Now you just tell the car or Siri and you go. But the idea is the most important place that you need to know is where are you? Where are you starting from? So right now, the best thing I think listeners can do is put together a balance sheet, put together an income statement. Look at where you are right now.
Measure, literally, right?
Okay. Right today, where am I? What assets do I have? What liabilities do I have? What's my net wealth? I don't like calling that net worth because even though it's a financial term, that means you're worth something. And that to me isn't your worth, it's your wealth. So net wealth. And then from here, where do I want to go? What are the small steps I can take to start to put a little more on the asset side of the balance sheet, reduce a little bit of the liability so that next year, this time, I have more assets than I had at the beginning of 22, by the beginning of 23, by more than what I deposited. So how do I grow a little bit? How do I put more in?
Put $5,000 away this year, $10,000 away, and it becomes 11 or 12 next year.
Go slow. It's not a dollar amount. It's not a dollar amount. It should be a percentage of your gross. So let's just make it easy. You make $50,000 a year. You want to be putting away 15% of your gross, $7,500 a year, but maybe you can't do that. So put away 750, put away 1.5%, put away 2%. Every time you get a raise, put away 50% of the raise. Because if you were living on what you had before, you don't need the raise. And you're going to spend it because as Americans, we spend more. You get a raise, you get a bonus, put away half of it. Then you'll find at the end of the year, you put away 15% of your gross, or in a few years, you'll be getting up to 10, 12, 15% of your income. It's where you got to get to. And then measure where you're putting it. If you don't know where to put it, hire somebody. Find us. We're all about helping people figure out where to put the money, how to put the money. If you don't want to hire somebody, you know, the advice is simple. Pick a couple index funds, large cap, small cap, U.S., international. You know, do the stupid thing. There's funds out there today that are age-based. I'm this old. I'm going to retire in this many years. I'm going to buy a 30-year fund. I'm going to buy a fund that says 2050, it's called, which means I'm going to retire in 2050. I'm just going to put my money in there and forget it. The most important thing you can do is put it away and not touch it. So assess where you are, start small, start slow, put away a little bit, put away a little bit more every time. You know, I'm not going to name stores, but there's some places you can go and get a $2 coffee and there's some places you can go and get an $8 coffee. Get the $2 coffee, put the $6 in the bank. Before you know it, at the end of the year, it's a lot of money.
You just send everyone to Royal Farms. I appreciate that because that's
you know,
that,
instead of the patron saint of coffee, right? Saint Arbucks. You don't want to go to Saint Arbucks. You want to go to Royal Farms. So the idea is put away a little more and a little more and a little more. Before you know it, you're putting away a lot. And that's what it's all about. You can look back a year and say, okay, I took small steps. We can talk each week. What are the small steps people should be taking just to get a little bit further ahead? That's what it's all about.
Leonard Raskin.
Last to first, usually.
You come on every week and give us some solid advice as well as a little bit of football. You know, I'm going to go to Wise Markets and buy you some cheese now that I know you're on this this Aaron Rodgers thing. I mean, we all have to adopt a team here in the playoffs. You're taking I'm not officially on the Bengals thing. I'm going to assess this and all that, but I'm trying to figure out. Like, Jimmy Schwartz is down in Tennessee, but he got the win a couple years ago at Philadelphia. So, you know, I try to cover all the bases of friendships and stuff in the league. But
sure, you got
bottom line is I don't play fantasy football. My team's not winning the Super Bowl, and that stinks.
Me neither. I'm with you 100%. The Ravens aren't gonna, I don't think they're gonna win. There still is a What is it? Dumb and Dumber. Was it Dumb and Dumber?
You're saying I got a chance.
Not a chance. So let's face it. Coming up Sunday, there is still a chance. But if all those cards fall right and there's a wild card game and they pull that off and move on, we'll be talking a different tune. And I guess John can get on here and say, I told you so. And you guys should shut up. You don't know what you're talking about.
That'd be fine. I'll be happy. I'll be happy to be one of many Ravens fans eating crow on Monday if somehow they're still in the tournament. I will burn all the tapes from this week and we'll just pretend that 8-3 was – exactly, absolutely. Leonard Raskin is here. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out. Committed to helping folks realize their American dream and giving good advice, as he always does. You can find him easily at RaskinGlobal.com as well as on the front of BaltimorePositive.com. Leonard, I'm going to try to get the mask up, mask out, and figure it all out. We'll get back on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'll get back to eating crab cakes down to Nacho Mama's and other places, and we'll get you back out. Stay safe, and we'll talk about the Packers and the Bengals and the other teams next week, all right?
You got it.
Appreciate you. Stick with us, everybody. We're at social media. You can find me anytime, any place, Ness at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, trying to get the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out, and always doing stuff out on social media. We are WNST AM 1570 Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.